Okay, so welcome everybody to our first SHAC meeting of the year. The first thing that we need to do is approve the minutes from our May 6th meeting. Do we have a motion to approve those?
I motion to approve.
Okay. A second?
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
All right. Counselor news. Annie Jones will start back. She had a baby, so she'll start back at the elementary school tomorrow, I believe. Yes. So I can get with either her or Amber Shavera. I don't know. Allison, do you have anything to add?
Or report today?
Yeah, to report from. I mean, I don't know if you've talked to Annie. I don't know who's been covering the elementary.
I don't know.
Okay. That's all right. I will.
I know she's been coming back on a part-time basis.
Yes.
Some, you know, just to kind of ease back and mm-hmm. take care of some things.
Yeah, and full-time tomorrow.
Right.
So I can get with her and see if there's anything that we need to put in the minutes. Do you have anything, Allison?
I don't.
Okay. Are you going into classrooms, teaching classes with the kiddos?
I am going into classrooms, and I send out content every Monday.
Content every Monday, okay. Okay, so.
And what, kind of, in the future, kind of tell me what you're looking for, and I'll be happy to put something together. I did not prepare anything
just,
for you today.
That's okay. Just anything that you're doing mm-hmm. with the kiddos, like mm-hmm. any kind of guidance lessons or anything mm-hmm. like that. And you can email that stuff to me if you want to.
Sure.
And I'll add it to the minutes.
Sure.
Blessings in a bag. Those are coming every 2 weeks.
We got another delivery today.
Good.
Huge delivery.
Okay, perfect.
Did you get some?
I did. I got 20 bags. So those are bags that we get from, is it Calvary Church?
Calvary Temple.
And I am the one on the middle school and high school, or on the high school side that passes them out. Kids come in and get, I got 20 bags from Allison today. Most of that will be gone by the end of the week, I'm sure. Yeah, and then we have kids, if they need to take a bag or two home over the weekend, then they can come get that from me or from Miss Page. And if teachers or if anybody notices that a kid might need something, then they can let us know.
Mm-hmm. We have Cicada doing lessons with our 6th and 7th graders.
Okay.
It's a positive choice program, so they're coming in weekly for 10 weeks.
Okay. Now, are they going to do anything for Red Ribbon Week?
They'll be here presenting on the 21st.
Okay, so that will cover the fentanyl?
Yes.
Okay. Positive. What did you
call it? Positive choices.
Okay. October 21st?
For that program, it's a 10-week program.
Yes.
For Red Ribbon Week, it's October 21st.
Okay.
Homecoming week?
Yes.
Yes.
Early in the week.
Okay. Anything else that you want me to put in the minutes?
Not that I can think of.
Okay. Miss Arnold?
I'm going into the classroom, some of the classrooms.
Okay.
I'm using 7 Habits of Highly Effective People.
Okay.
Along with other things. Okay. So, our proactive, I showed Steve Covey at a convention with these rocks, and it was little rocks, and she had to try and stuff all the big things in, and it wouldn't fit.
I've done that one before.
And so then she, I'd like to put the big rocks in, and so we talked about that and being proactive, and then from a counseling point of view, to me, being proactive is knowing yourself. So I had them take the Myers-Briggs personality test. So I just thought, if you don't know yourself, how can you, so... just doing little things like that. Our mentoring program with the high school and middle school has been put on hold. I did ask Arledge if we could go a different route and just Mrs. Page and I do it ourselves, and she hasn't gotten back to me from the administration yet. So, if we can, we'll roll with that, but if not, then... because they don't have a representative. So the person that was there left. Anything else? We're doing ASVAB tomorrow. We had career speakers today. It went great.
How did it go? Good?
Yeah, excellent. Really well. We're going on a field trip next week to 3 colleges.
Love me some field trips.
That's 11th and 12th, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Career speakers. Anything else? Oh, we're starting the Thanksgiving stuff, right?
We're trying to get together and figure out some Thanksgiving ideas. I know HCTC does like 10 meals per district, but then that leaves the middle school and the high school kids and families out. So I'm also trying to get permission to maybe go around to different people in the community and get some donations. Mm-hmm. And try and get it off us. You know, if I could get a couple of churches on board
Gateway
to take.
Gateway wants to participate. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I didn't know that. So,
right. So we'll work on that.
Yeah, we're going to work on that next week when Jones is kind of back in full swing.
Okay.
But already thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas. Yeah, we are.
Awesome. And let me know what I can do to help with that.
Yes, ma'am. My acts of kindness group, I have one person that shows up every meeting.
Mm-hmm.
One person, and then that person doesn't show up again, and it's another person. But at least it's been a different person each time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Hallie can't be there all the time.
She hasn't been there all the time either. No. But I mean, it's sweet. But if I can just even get the word out, be kind to each other. You know, today I made an announcement, and when I finished it, I said, be kind and smile to one another. You know, and just reminding them. There was this thing on the news the other day of a school that a parent heard the students were being mean to each other. And so he started standing outside the school with a poster that said, remember, just be kind.
Oh.
And then other parents were like, I'll do Tuesdays, I'll do Wednesdays.
Oh.
And it's been like 3 months, mm-hmm. and the teachers are now reporting the difference it has made in the students. So just little reminders even from us. So
I think maybe picking one of the bulletin boards that's empty and have Acts of Kindness Club like sponsor it and come up with one that would be really nice.
Mm-hmm.
One that's like take what you need, mm-hmm. and it's like a different quote or something. Mm-hmm.
That's
something
a good
like
idea.
That might
well,
be nice.
Well, that's outside my door. I have a basket with Acts of Kindness. Take one, go do it. Jagger, I can't think of his last name.
Martin.
Took 5 or 6 of them the other day and spread them out to the people in the media center at his table. And then he instructed them all, now you go do this one today and you go do this one. So,
I can see that.
And he
That's
even
awesome.
Brought one
I love
to me
that.
And it just said, say hello to a teacher. So he brought me the note and it, hello, I'm saying hello to you.
Oh, how nice.
And I did this today. And
That's
I was
nice.
Like, well, thank you. So even if they do initiative on their own like that, that's great.
That's
awesome.
How often do y'all meet? Or how often are you supposed to meet?
Every other Thursday morning.
And that's in the media center?
Yes. And World Kindness Day is November 13th. And I'd love to have something on that bulletin board. To today's World Kindness Day. So.
Which bulletin board? Like where?
Mrs. Guzman will let me know later.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Let's see.
Okay. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Nurse news from the elementary school. She just said she's working on hearing and vision screenings for, she does it on all her kids. I'm doing that over here for all 7th graders and all new to district students, high school and middle school, just about done. I have some that I have to rescreen. We have vision vouchers from TSO, so if they need glasses and they cannot afford them, the voucher, I just fill it out, talk to the parents about it. The parents let TSO know that they have that paper when they make the appointment. And then they don't pay for glasses or frames, but they have to pick, but they have a selection mm-hmm. of ones that they choose from, but they That's can get them for though. Free.
Yeah.
And they don't pay for the exam either.
That's nice.
So, yeah, they're really good about making sure we have, I've used more this year than I have in the past couple of years. It goes in spells. Like elementary will use a bunch and then she'll borrow some of mine and then I'll use a lot. And so, but we're seeming to use a lot this year, which is good. She will be doing spinal screenings for fifth grade girls on November 4th. I'm going to be doing mine for seventh grade girls and eighth grade boys, but that'll be toward the end of the semester. They have to get everything done by the end of the fall semester. So I usually coordinate with Coach Damasco and see when their schedules allow because of basketball and stuff that football, stuff that they're finishing up. So I kind of try to get in between that so I don't interfere too much with that. Elementary did a flu shot clinic on their last staff development day, which was the 20th?
September
20th. Ours is going to be on November 1st. We've only had like four people sign up, including me. So hopefully, I'll send out more emails, but hopefully some more people will sign up. I think they only had like 9 at the elementary school, so it wasn't a lot, but it's better than nothing.
Still cool.
Yeah, it is.
Something new.
They're going to come here to school, and she'll set up in the clinic. In my clinic, so it'll be on a staff development day, so they'll just come down at like 10 o'clock and line up and get stuck and leave. It won't take long.
Who's doing that?
Kerrville Drug, I believe. Yeah. I had to go back and think because I forgot. No, you're good. So fentanyl training for high school students. We need to kind of talk about that a little bit and see what we want to do. As far as having somebody come in.
Have you thought about Cicada for that as well?
No, we had just used the local ones, mm-hmm. but maybe we could yeah. and
They're
see.
They're local now. They have a Hill Country office.
Well, actually, that's who it was. It was the Hill Country okay. Council that we had come out last year. Mm. Do you remember the
name? It wasn't good.
Right. Do you remember the name of the man? Bill, I can't remember his last name. You went to a presentation of his. Mm-hmm. So maybe you could reach out to him, Ms. Arnold.
Do you remember the name of the woman? I'll make sure we don't have the same one coming.
No, but I'll...
If you find it, yeah. Let me know.
Bill.
Let's head that off, right?
We I have the paper from that Holly sent us from TEA, and... We really just have to have some sort of fentanyl training with the students. There's different programs that we can do. If they come out and talk to us, that is sufficient.
Here's my question. Can you not do it and make it more engaging and fun for our kiddos and they know you? Listen, the last one, she just had a PowerPoint. She hadn't rehearsed it. I think she received it on the way over because it's not like...
You've seen me get up and talk in front of people too, right?
But I mean, you know, maybe... Mm-hmm. Is that an option? I think that I think it would be better received from our kids, and they would have more respect if it was from our people mm-hmm. going over that.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely is something we can talk about and work on. Maybe we can do it together.
Or something. I just think it would be more, the kids are going to be more engaged coming from some of our people, and it is an important training, and I would like to have that, but I know that it cannot be any less engaging than it was last year.
I know that
And I say that with only love. Going up. Yeah.
I know that we have to do it. I don't want to just check a box. I want it to mean something to them, which is what you're saying. So, yes, I think that that's something that we will definitely talk about. And maybe Ms. Arnold and I can do it together so I don't have to stand up there by myself.
I have a question. Yes, we had a little bit of that training this past week.
Okay.
Did the person who did the presentation before, did she mention how it's in, like, the convenience store sometimes? In chip bags and stuff like that?
Mm. Not that I remember.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I feel like that would be important information to share with the kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To be aware of the package design and all that.
Yeah, because you don't know. I mean, you might not have any idea that you're coming into contact with it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think that that's something that would be good if we could do it, maybe.
And you have the reversal agents here?
Mm-hmm. We do. Mm-hmm. We have Narcan. Mm-hmm. The officers have it. I have it in the clinic. Yeah,
I have one in my drawer.
And we have standing orders for Narcan. That was something that our doctor who covered our standing orders didn't always want to do, but in the past couple of years, I think more schools are doing it.
Absolutely necessary.
Yeah, so we have it now.
You can buy it over the counter.
Yeah, you can't. You don't need a prescription for it.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You have been, yeah, you've been able to for
a couple of years. I hadn't really, I hadn't seen it until I was in the store the other day. It's like, oh, hey, look, there it is.
Yeah.
Because they weren't supposed to put it in the office, and I was like, if you're needing Narcan in my office, you need to be going by EMS.
Exactly. Exactly. So hopefully we won't have to use it. I keep it locked up, but administration knows where it is, and people that would need to get to it know where it is. So we're hoping we never have to use it, but at least we have it. Let's see. Okay, worth the wait for middle school students.
Okay. New to me. First I've heard of it, so
okay.
We'll think about that.
We can talk to Miss Casey about it, too, because she's been through it for the last couple of years with
us.
And we'll come up with a plan for that.
Okay. And you did not feel like what you had last year was...
It was just really short. Okay. If we could do something... I don't know if there's other places in the community. Do you guys know of anything that does it? Because usually when they go into a classroom, they'll go into, like, health class. Mm-hmm. Or the coaches will do it... Yes, the coaches will do it in sixth grade. I know that's how they do it in
elementary.
Kerrville, because that's how my kids did it, or my oldest. But we don't have health class, so they usually come out and just do, like, a one-and-done presentation.
Okay.
So I don't think we have the option of them coming weekly, here, like Cicada's doing. Mm-hmm. So they kind of have to get all the information out at one time.
Okay, I'll talk to her.
That's only middle school level does that?
Yes, unless you want to start doing it again, at the high school level. But we started, when I started here, we were doing it at the high school level, and we just worked our way down to middle school. Mm-hmm. So we kind of just have stuck with that for the last couple of years.
Maybe we can just investigate that further.
Mm-hmm. See what's available.
What kind of flexibility we have with that. But I do think that I don't know how well communicated it is, how difficult it is for females to get birth control in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
It's just so much different now than it was. And at the high school level, we are actually seeing the effects of it not being as readily available as it was when there was a Planned Parenthood. And so I think, you know, even that, we can talk about it and talk to Dr. Mm-hmm.
But they're coming out with an over-the-counter birth control that you don't even need a prescription for.
So and I don't know about that. I just know how hard it is.
Didn't either. Because
it's just pricey, though.
It's pricey. It's extremely, it's pricey, but they have come out. It's over-the-counter, and you can go and buy it right off
and
the shelf.
And is it a pill?
It's a pill.
Is it like, okay.
Yeah, it's a pill.
See, and I didn't know about that.
I didn't either.
And also the people that I visited with in town, they didn't mention that either.
Pharmacists. Yeah.
So, but if it's pretty expensive, not be an option for a lot of our
people.
Yeah. Yes,
yeah,
that's what
there is something that is out there, and I don't know if there's other resources to help cover or anything. I just know that it was brought up recently in one of our meetings.
So it's a one-time, like...
trying to make it more readily
it's a monthly... It's a monthly birth control pill, but, if you can get it without prescription. So
how expensive are we talking?
I haven't...
I would say about...
TSO vouchers for birth
control. $30 to $40.
Let me work on that.
A month?
I can't remember.
Yeah. No. Yeah, that's... I don't... The school I was at.
And it's only a month supply. So it's basically $1 a day.
Okay. Which is about what, a lot of the prescriptions ones are. So it's not like it's hundreds of dollars or anything.
Okay.
So
but
it's still pricey. It's still pricey if every month you've got to come up with $40, in our social economic status is difficult.
Yes. Yeah.
Especially if you have two or three girls at home.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. But it's going to add up.
Exactly.
Right. Yes.
And it's kind of, we need to get the word out there, but it's still kind of a touchy subject because now that we have to send letters out to parents and they have to opt in, mm-hmm. we have a lot that say, I don't want my kid to go.
I don't want to talk to my kids about that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, just me personally, I was a teen parent. Mm-hmm. I had my son my senior year of high school,
mm-hmm.
and we didn't talk about stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's important to educate about birth control,
mm-hmm.
Like in the males, how to use a condom,
mm-hmm.
and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So if you're able to do that in high school, I think that would be really important. And maybe just kind of...
And they used to talk more about that in the Worth the Wait like with the high school kids.
Mm-hmm.
I think they don't necessarily talk about that kind of stuff. It's more of just a quick health overview.
Yeah.
For the middle school students.
And what grade level is it? Is it like 6th and 7th, or is it like 8th grade?
7th and 8th. 7th and 8th.
And did the conversation ever lead to, like, even though you had unprotected sex, it can lead to pregnancy, but it can also lead to, like, an STD?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. They do talk about that. Mm-hmm. They talk about sex and the law, you know, what... And they do little exercises with the kids, like mm-hmm. writing your goals down ahead of time, and then at the end of the presentation, they'll... you know, maybe have some kids talk about stuff. But again, a lot of the kids don't,
yeah.
you know, they're laughing and
they're not interacting
joking around and, yeah. and not really paying that much attention.
And are they separated?
Yes, they are.
It is boys and...
7th and 8th grade girls are together, and then 7th and 8th grade boys are together. What they used to do, or what we used to do in high school, was have boys one day and girls one day, and then all of them would come together for a speaker... separate speaker in the afternoon, and she would talk to, she was a nurse, I believe, I can't remember her name, I could go back and find out, but she would talk to the students about her own experience working at like a pregnancy clinic or whatever, and it was pretty good. There were a lot of kids, and then a couple of kids got offended, and but you know that's always going to happen, so, but it was pretty good. And the nurse who was originally there has long since left, so she's, and she used to be the one that would come and do the presentation, and she was really good, so we just kind of need to figure out what we're going to do with that, and then see if we want to do something on the high school side. Gym news, Michelle Fairchild is going to email me some stuff. She was at a tennis match today, so she wasn't able to get us anything, which I saw that we won.
Mm-hmm. We're going to the second round of playoffs.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
Woo-hoo. Nice. That's awesome. Congratulations to our tennis kids.
Yep, we're doing good.
Jenny?
I don't really have any news.
Okay.
I don't have anything. I mean,
everything's going well?
They are. We just have to keep staff healthy and everybody at school.
Yeah. Have y'all had a lot of sick?
Well,
sickness among the staff?
Yeah, other issues. So they, yeah.
But everything's going well, so that's good.
It is. We're feeding like, I think over here at lunch, we're feeding like 530-something every day.
Wow.
I know, between middle school and high school. And elementary's feeding like 430-something.
Wow.
Wow. That's,
yeah. We're feeding a lot.
400 and what?
Like 432 or something.
I'll just put 430, what,
I think
530
that's
plus.
The number I looked at the other.
That's
yesterday.
A lot of kids.
It is.
It's a lot of work. What about breakfast? Do y'all, you're still doing breakfast in the classrooms and then the breakfast before school?
Yes. Oh, we only feed maybe 150 kids in here in the mornings.
Okay.
But we feed the high school. That's like 360-something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of kiddos.
Yep. Depends on if they're gone, like today.
Yeah, when they're at tennis.
Yeah.
Yesterday was cross country.
Yeah. Well, and on the 17th, it'll be juniors and seniors, so it'll be...
Oh, for lunch, yes.
Yeah, it'll be a little quieter.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Did you receive an email about that, by the way?
Oh, yes, Ms. Arnish.
Okay, perfect.
Give me an
email. I figured.
I knew somebody did.
Okay. New business. Does anybody have any new business they want to talk about? Do you guys want to add anything?
Just the same. Whenever you need help with anything, just let us know. I'm trying to think. We have the fall festival November 2nd at Light on the Hill. And that'll be from 10 to 2. And then we'll have a resource fair integrated in with it from 10 to 12.
That's on the 2nd?
Yes, November 2nd, Saturday. And I can email you a flyer.
Okay, that would be great.
One thing that I don't know if it's necessarily relevant, but we are having the FBI training again.
Yes.
Coming up, and that should be, that's a really big deal that Kayla Casey kind of organized again.
Yes.
She also invited Hunt schools. We're going to get people, if they RSVP, they'll get free pizza, but it's going to be going over, like, you know, the consequences and the reality of hoaxes online. Mm-hmm. It's going to be an FBI presentation. Last year was a huge hit, and we're really trying to generate interest for that.
And it's October 16th, right?
Wednesday night. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. And
Fields of Faith
as well.
Okay.
And Hill Country Youth Ranch brought a group of kids that night.
Last year?
They're not invited. Well, I don't know that they are coming this year.
The Hunt
School was invited, but I don't know that Miss Casey was aware of that. She didn't organize it last year, so it's not that they're not invited.
We just didn't know to invite them,
and it's, yeah. Sorry. Maybe you talked about that, and she can include them. Okay. I know she was like, oh, I didn't know that. It's kind of too late.
Okay. Yeah, maybe.
And that starts at 5:30?
Yes, I think pizza is from 5:30 to 6, and then the event is from 6 to 7. Okay. It'll be here in the cafeteria. But nowadays, that's going to be really, really important, so we really want to try to encourage as many people to come, because we've had, Kerrville had a really big situation. We had a minor situation,
And hopefully more people will come, because Fields of Faith is right after that, so a lot of kids and parents attend that, so hopefully.
Yeah. Yeah, we've gotten, as a Kerrville parent, we have gotten so many letters this year from both campuses, middle school and high school, about threats that have come out, and you talk to your kids, and
I think kids just need to learn how to say what,
I think
how
I'm
to talk, not to talk.
I'm going
to go
home and things say, not to say.
Yes, I'm going to go home and get my kid and bring him to this, just so he can hear it. I think it's good that we're doing this. I'm glad we are. And it was a big success last year, so. And then you had emailed me about a flu shot clinic, but that's passed.
That was last night.
Yeah.
But that was for just anybody. We had vouchers so people could have gotten a free flu shot.
Okay.
Have insurance and stuff, but that was last night.
Yeah. So the ones that we're doing through Kerrville Drug, they're $25, I believe, and then cash. Or if you have insurance, you just bring your insurance, and then they'll file it.
Yeah, I was just with Walgreens. And if you had insurance, that was fine, but we had vouchers for people that did not have insurance.
Okay. So that's good. Are they doing that again, or that was one time?
No, that was a one and done.
Okay. Was it successful?
We had 90 people.
Good.
That's
good.
Wow. That's good. 30 that would vouchers be successful. And 5 COVID vouchers.
Okay.
Because I gave COVID 2 for free if you didn't have insurance.
Okay.
Wow. That's great.
That's neat.
So do y'all have anything new and exciting coming up?
I don't know. We were at Forum last week, and I'm like, I don't know what we're doing.
It was a whole week training.
Yeah, it's like
trying to recover. We still have the high healthy child.
Yeah, we
child,
have that diaper program first,
and then the period supply.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going to try to do something, because we have a pastoral grant that we can apply for every year. It's like up to $5,000, and we were thinking maybe, because you already said Tavi has something for maybe kids for some kind of period supplies and get that. Do y'all have anything
have
like that?
We have quite a bit.
Do y'all have something to give out and everything too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I do. I have a bunch of stuff in the clinic.
Okay.
And I just use money out of my budget to buy stuff on, like bulk. Or we have donations. Sometimes we'll have parents that'll donate a bunch of stuff, which is nice.
Yeah.
I've sent bags of stuff home with kids sometimes.
I need to run down to concessions because we changed the Wi-Fi password and people are trying to purchase.
Thank you for coming.
Oh, I'll be right back.
That's probably.
And I can't just give it.
Yes.
Yes.
Or we'll have to change it again.
So, you'll get that nice little email from Rodney.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The password is something to the effect of, if you give this out, you will die.
Yeah.
So I cannot. Lydia, would you mind? Can you just take this back to my office?
Yeah, of course.
And my children are in there?
Yes.
I'm gonna
I will
down.
Check on them.
Thank you for coming. We're
thank
almost
you.
Done.
Bye.
Sean Carter, I know we've had him come before. Is everybody familiar with him? He does When Sean Speaks. So he was, I believe he was in college when he had an accident, a drunk driver. He and a friend were driving, and he was drunk, and the driver was drunk, and the driver escaped with no injuries, and he is now completely paralyzed. Actually, he's walking now, but he was paralyzed from the neck down, I believe. Couldn't speak. He speaks through a computer. It's a very powerful presentation, and he and his mom came last year, and they've come one other time. So that was just something I wanted to bring up to see if that would be something that we would want to do again. I think we've done it for just the high school students. I don't know if Ms. Casey would want to do it for
middle school
or not. What do you think? You saw the presentation last year, right? Do you think that it would be appropriate for middle school? I know they typically wait and do it for the high school kiddos.
Yeah, I don't think it's a little young. I mean, they're not driving.
Yeah.
And so it's, I don't think that one would be good for them.
Yeah.
I think they need to know about the fentanyl, but yeah, for sure. Again, they're not driving again. And if we could do it maybe sometime
closer to that,
closer to like prom time, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Where it's like, hey, yeah, this can
happen.
Yeah.
You are not indestructible.
Right. Yeah. Yes.
If it's something that we want to do, then we just need to fill out the form because they don't charge us. It's through a grant, so we don't pay anything for them to come. But we would need to get on their schedule because they fill up pretty quickly. So if we're looking at doing it in the springtime before prom, I don't know what prom is this year, but
I think it's most impactful because he was also a model.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see the difference. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and a lot of kids can relate to him, I feel like. And I think because, like what you said, he was...
Prom is May 3rd.
It's always different.
Popular. And
it's one thing
to hear. The visual.
Oh, yes.
Prom is May 3rd.
May 3rd, okay.
And so you're playing with all the testing times in April?
So true.
So you'd really need to get with, or maybe spring breakish could be a good time too, because they like to.
So this is, I'll just pass that around. That's him now. And he's funny.
How far out did you have to schedule him?
Just a few months. No, it wasn't like I emailed his mom, found out when they could come. They were doing some other schools kind of in the area, so they were able to come to us.
Great.
But he makes the kids laugh. Like, the stuff he says is funny. I mean, but then he gets very serious, and his mom talks a little bit, too, about her experience having to care for him, you know, and the doctors, all the surgeries he went through and everything that they said he would never do again and everything that he's doing now. So I think it would be a good thing to do if we could do it again. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to find a picture of what he... Oh, this is what he looked like as a model.
Oh, wow.
So, but they show a lot of pictures. They show a video of his mom bathing him and changing him and all the stuff that she had to do, working around all the obstacles in the hospital. So if we could do something like that again in the spring, I think it'd be good. I was looking at the SHAC member list. And so we have DSHS Curva on here, the nurse from last year. But she's not with DSHS anymore. So we...
Oh, NALOC?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have the new contact for the new nurse.
It's Stacy, right? Is it Stacy? Because she called.
Oh, I can't remember her name.
But...
I don't remember her name either.
We were emailing, but I can't remember her name right now.
But we have... Yes. So we have... I think we have enough people from the community because we've got you guys now and we didn't have y'all before. So I think we... If you guys are okay with it, we don't need to replace that particular spot unless you want to. I mean, we certainly can.
Who are we getting rid of?
Well, she's not the public or the DSHS nurse anymore. They have a new one. So we were just talking about that, if we need to replace that position or if we can just leave it the way it is, because we have enough community members now. I know. I drew a line through that because we're going to change it. And then we just need to take Miss Van Acker off and put Allison on there. And then for parents, I don't think we have an elementary parent.
No, I'm all now.
Can I go? Yes, actually you can.
Well, I've got one on campus.
Okay, yes. Perfect.
Yay.
Okay, I don't know if that's something that we need to vote on. What do you guys think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know about this lady. No. No, I think we're good, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I'm good with it.
Yes.
Okay. Does anybody have anything?
Yes, we're all good.
Everybody's good. Does anybody have anything else they want to add before we adjourn?
I know the cold is coming up, and I have a clothing closet. It's not big, but I do have quite a bit.
Okay.
And if I'm not able to get it, then I can try to get it somewhere else.
Okay. And for those of us who don't know, you help families, like, get insurance. You have all kinds of resources that families can use. So if we have any families that need insurance or have medication issues or issues with bills, groceries, clothes, stuff like that, you can help them with that.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Okay. All right. Anybody have anything else before we adjourn? Okay. So our next meeting is going to be December 3rd. Should be a Tuesday, but I'll work on the minutes this week and get them out to everybody, and then I'll wait until I get the other stuff emailed from Coach Fairchild and Annie if she has anything, and then I'll get the minutes out, and then I'll send a calendar invite out for our next meeting when it gets a little closer.
Okay,
great. Okay. Thank you guys so much for coming.
Everybody, well,